Daf is Daf Chafches. We got to the top two lines. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer Sheshavas B'Galil Ha'Elyon. One Shabbos he had spent in the Upper Galilee. V'Shalu Shloshim Halachas. They asked him 30 different halachas. The Hilchos Sukkah regarding Sukkah. Shtei Masrei Amar Lehem Shemati. 12 of them he said, I heard the answer, and he shared with them the answer seemingly. And Shmona Asar Amar Lehem Lo Shemati. 18 of them he said he did not know the answer. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chilaf Advarmi was the opposite. It was actually Shmona Asar Amar Lehem Shemati. 18 of the questions he said, I heard the answer from my Rebbe. And Shem Asar Amar Lehem Lo Shemati. And the other 12 he said he did not know the answer. So Amar Lo, they said to him, Kol Dvarecha Eina El Mipi Hashmua. Everything you say is only what you heard from your Rebbe. There's no chidushim on your own, no other free thinking of your own. So Amar Lehem, he says to them, Hiskatuni Lomar Davar Shlo Shemati Mipi Rabosai. Are you trying to force me to say something that I did not hear from my Rebbe? One of his midos, Rashi explains, he went on to list all his various midos that he had, and one of them was this. So he tried so hard of only quoting from his Rebbe. So what were his various midos? In my entire life, lo kidamni adam beis medrash. No one ever got to the beis medrash before me. Lo yeshanti beis medrash. Never did I sleep in the beis medrash. Lo sheinas keva, lo sheinas karai. Not a slumber, not a nap. Lo hinachti adam beis medrash. No one ever left me by myself yatasi. I never spoke just a mundane speech. Never did I say anything I did not hear from my Rebbe. So these were one of the wonderful midos that he had from his lifetime, and one of them was this very inyan. So therefore, he was makbid for whatever the reason was. He didn't want to, to say something that was wrong, and therefore he spoke. He was very careful on this matter. Now, the interesting question: the Menuchas, the sefer called Zos Menuchas, asks a question. Wait a second. We learned earlier in the Masechta that a person must learn from the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham. So there's what to learn from the Sichas Chulin. So why was he so makbid not to even speak Sichas Chulin? Seemingly, even the mundane conversations of Rabbi Eli was what to learn from. So he gives two answers. One is that nonetheless, he was still makbid. He had such an avas Torah, such a love for Torah. He wanted to always speak a learning, not to speak Sichas Chulin. That's one explanation. Second answer is, it's only Tshuva Talmud Chacham Sichas Chulin. Rabbi Eli did not hold himself as a Talmud Chacham, so he felt his Sichas Chulin. There's nothing to learn from my Sichas Chulin, so why waste time? And therefore, he always spoke in learning. So the Gemara tells us further, Amru Alav Al Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. They spoke about another great tzaddik, Miyamav, his entire lifetime, Lo Sach Sichas Chulin, never did he speak Sichas Chulin, Lo Halach Dal Amos below Torah, U below Tefillin, never did he walk without learning, without wearing Tefillin, Lo Kadmu Adam Beis Medrash, no one came first to the Beis Medrash, he was always the first one, Lo Yashin Beis Medrash, Lo Sich Sheinas Keva, Lo Sheinas Arai, he never slept at all in the Beis Medrash, Lo Hihir Mevuos on the Metunafos, never did he think of Limna Torah while walking through the dirty alleyways, Lo Hiniach Adam Beis Medrash, V'yatza, no one ever left him by himself in the Beis Medrash, below, where he never left anyone in the Beis Medrash, below Matzu Adam Yoshev Vidoma, no one ever found Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai sitting and silent and doing nothing. He was always Ela Yoshev Vishone. He was always sitting down learning. Below Pesach Adam Delas Latamidav, no one ever opened the doors for his Talmidim Elo Hu Atzmo. He was an individual. He himself opened up the doors and showed kavod, great kavod, to his own Talmidim. Lo Amar Davar Shlo Shama Mipi Rabo Me'olam, never did he say something that he did not hear from his Rebbe as well. Lo Amar Higir Eish La'amud B'Beis Medrash, he never said, now it's time to go home, Chutz Mi'arvei Pesachim V'Arvei Yom HaKippur. Except for these 2 days, he had to go home. Why? Erev Yom Kippur, the Rashi says, in order to eat before the fast. And Erev Pesach, he explains, to make sure the kids stay up and keep them engaged. These were the practices of Rabbi Eliezer, his Talmud, as well. Gemara says further, another interesting b'risa, Tanur Rabbanan, the b'risa says that Shmonim Talmidim Hayulo Lehilo Hazaken. He had Hilo Hazaken 80 great Talmidim. And Shloshim Mehen, 30 of them, Ru'uyim Shetishra Lehem Shechina Kimoshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them were Roy to have the Shechina rest upon them like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shloshim mehem, 30 of them, ru'uyim shetamod lehem chama kishu benun, and 30 of them were right to have the sun stay up for an extra few minutes, an extra few hours maybe, like yishu benun. Now in this piece they ask the question, wait a second, Rashbam asks a question in Masechet Tzach, he says, I don't understand, and Bab Basa rather, Moshe Benu also, we're told, was able to hold up the sun. So why are we attributing this miracle to Yishu benun, not to Moshe Benu? So two answers. Rashbam says, because, Moshe Rabbeinu was also able to, but they're trying to show us that they only reached Yoshua ben Nun, who was only able to accomplish that. Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished holding the sun up, and thus much more. The other explanation is, there's a big difference, says Aruch HaNer, Yoshua ben Nun was able to stop the sun al pi dibur. He said, stop, and it stopped. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the sun stop because based on what he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the sun bezuchus Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't order the sun to stop. So there's a difference of what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished versus Yeshua ben Nun. Either way, 30 of the Talmidim were like Moshe Rabbeinu, 30 were like Yeshua ben Nun, and the other 20, Esrim Beinonim, the other 20, were the average, less than this. They were the lower level, the lowest tier. And Gadol Shebekulam, the greatest among them, of all the Talmidim, was Yonasan ben Uziah. And Katan Shebekulam, the smallest amongst all them, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amrullah, they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shlo Hiniach Mikro Mishnah, he didn't leave aside, meaning he accomplished everything in Psukim, and Tanakh, and Mishnah, and Gemara, and Halachos, Vagados, Dikduke Torah, Vidikduke Sofrim, Kalm Vachamorim, Vigzerah Shavos, to Kufos, which talks about different seasons and calendars, the Gematrios, and Sichas Malachi Asharis, the speeches of the Malachim, the Sichas Shedim, the Sichas Dekalim, Mashalos, Kofs, and Mashal Shulam, different parables about people, launderers and foxes they used to use as Mashalim, and Davar Gadol, Davar Katan, large things, small things. What's a Davar Gadol, says the Gemara? Maisa Merkava, which are the deepest parts of the Torah. Davar Katan, the small matters, which we find to be big matters, are hard for us. Havayos Dabai V'Rava, the various conversations of Rav and Abai in the Sugyas. So, Lekai Mashinemar, Lahanichilova Yesh Be'atzer Seim Amalei, so that he accomplished everything, he had a full storage house. And this was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the smallest amongst them, makes us feel even smaller than that, obviously. Then the Gemara says, "V'chi ma'achas shekatan shebechulan kach." If that's how great the smallest was amongst the 80 great talmidim, kach gadol shebechulam na'achas v'kama v'kama. How much greater is the greatest one, Yonasan ben Uziel? So Amar Olav, they said about Yonasan ben Uziel, "V'sha sheyoshev yosik b'tor." When he sit and learn, kal of sheparechalav miyad nisuf. Any bird that would fly overhead would be immediately burnt. Take a look at Tosos on the top here. Tosos says, "Kal of sheparechalav miyad nisraf." So he was so happy when he was learning that simcha was like he was given it directly from Har Sinai. The Torah was given with fire, and therefore it's just like he had that simcha. He's able to reach the level of an esh. The Torah of esh was accomplished, and he burnt all those birds that flew over. Interesting Rashi, just a small Rashi, you don't have to look inside. When it comes to Sichas Malachi, Ashari, Sichas Shedim, and so on, Rashi is Lo Yadonimai. I don't know exactly what that means. So there's an interesting Rashi in the beginning of Masechas Brachas where he says, I don't know the answer either. And Kveger quotes all the various places throughout Shas and Torah where Rashi says, I don't know. Many people, if they don't know the answer, they probably wouldn't say they don't know the answer. But this shows the incredible anivas that Rashi was willing to say, I don't know the answer. Many places throughout Shas, it's okay and perhaps very important to say when you don't know the answer. Fine, next. The Mishnah begins. Mishnah, back to the Dinam of Sukkah. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah, Yerosho V'rubo B'Sukkah. However, Shulchano B'Socha Bayis, his head and most of his body is able to squeeze into a small Sukkah. But the table is outside the Sukkah. So we have a Machlokas here. Beishamay Poslin, it's an unacceptable Sukkah. You have to have the table inside. Beisil Machshin, Beisil says this is it's a perfectly fine Sukkah. So Amru Lehem Beisil Beishamay. Beisil says to Beishamay, Lo kachaya maisa, was it not a maisa that proves my point, that it's okay? Shehalachu ziknei Beishamay, the elders of Beishamay and ziknei Beisilo, levakes Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachronis. They went to visit him. Umatza'uhu sheyayoshiv rosho v'rubo b'sukkah v'shulchanu b'socha maisa. And when they went to visit this great tzaddik, he was sitting in the sukkah, but his shulchan was in the house. V'lo amru alo davar, they didn't say a thing. Elamai must be that this is an acceptable sukkah. So Beishamay responds back, Amru lehem Beishamay, Misham Raya, you're going to bring a proof from there? Afheim Amrulo, they actually told him, Im Kain Hayisa Noeg, if this is how you kept, this is your practice of Sukkos your entire life, Lo Kiyam to Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, never did you fulfill the Mitzvah Sukkah. This is incorrect, it's possible, you must have the table with you in the Sukkah. So then the Mishnah says, back to the general dinim of a Sukkah, Noshim Vavadim V'Katanim P'turim Sukkah, these individuals are Pater from the Sukkah, and we'll see all that in the Gemara. If a child does not need his mother, meaning he's independent, he's a gila chinuch, so then he's chayv in sukkah. Maisa, there was once a story of Vialda Kolosso, Shel Shammai Hazaken, the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken had given birth. And Piches et Hamazeva, so where they were staying, the crib, the room that the child was staying in, so Shammai removed the ceiling, the rooftop, the sichach agabe hamita, the shukatan, and placed a schach over that room in order that the newborn could sit in the sukkah. So the Gemara is going to ask, isn't this a steer? We just said before a child who's a gila chinuch. Obviously, a newborn is not a gila chinuch by any means, yet Shammai was machbid nonetheless. That's against what we just said. He's potter from a sukkah, such a child. So the Gemara is going to address that at Amud Beis. So now the Gemara says, Mihan Nani, Mili, how do you know? that women are pater from the sukkah. We're doing the second half of the Mishnah. The Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Ezrach, ze Ezrach, that means any Jew, which sounds like very inclusive. Ha Ezrach, the extra hey, is lahotzi es anashim, to exclude women, that women are pater from sitting in the sukkah. Kol, the word kola Ezrach, it says by sukkah, the entire pasuk reads, Besukos teshu shivas yamim, kol ha Ezrach bi Yisrael yashru yeshu besukis. So, ha Ezrach, ha is referring to excluding women, and kol includes ketan. So the number of questions we'll see. So Amar Mar, ha Ezrach lahotias hanashim, is it really true that lememra, the Ezrach bein nashim bein gavra mashra? The word Ezrach implies men and women. Ha Ezrach, the hey, is a drasha to exclude women. So is that really true that the word Ezrach is including, is implying bein nashim bein gavre? V'atani, the Braisa says, legave hilchos yom kippurim, says the word ha Ezrach. This pasuk reads, and Parshas Achrimos, V'hayis alahem l'chukas olam b'chodesh ha-shvi, the seventh month, which is Tishrei, b'esra l'chodesh, the tenth of the month, ta'anu es nafshar tseichem, you have to inoy the fast, v'chol melacha lo sasu, don't do melacha, ha-ezrach v'agira v'agir b'socham. So the Ezrach and the Ger who live amongst you. So the word here, the drasha makes, the Gemara makes the drasha here, v'hatanya ha-ezrach l'rabos es anashim, that the word Ezrach with the hay is including women. The word Ezrach alone without the hay implies gavra mashma, and the x-ray includes women. Complete opposite drasha, what we said by Sukkos. So then, before even answering this question, Amar Rabba, Rabba asks a series of questions. He says, Hilchas aninu, vasmechinu rabban akra. So he says, first, now there's a halacha, Moshe Sinai, and there is so much on the pasuk. So based on this, so which one is a halacha Moshe Sinai, which one's a kra? I cry, hey kra, hey hilchasa. Vesu, second question he asks, kra lamali, why do you need a pasuk? Hilchasa lamali, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a halacha Moshe Sinai? Ha sukkah, mitzis ase shesman grama. V'cho mitzis ase shesman grama, noshim baturus. You don't need any pasuk or drash or a tradition halacha Moshe Sinai by sukkah. We know women are pater because there's a klal we know, mitzis ase shesman grama, time bound mitzvah, and sukkah certainly is a time bound mitzvah, so women are pater based on that klal, not based on a halacha, not based on a kra. And moreover, Yom HaKippurim mid Rav Yehuda Merav Nafka, the Rav Yehuda Merav, the reason why women are chayiv in Yom Kippur is because of this drasha. V'chein tana debei Rabbi Shmuel Amarka, the pasuk says, Isho Isha, in the context of a lav, and the Gemara says that Amar Beis is still part of the question, Hishva kasav Isha li'ish l'cha onshim shabbatorah. That although, when it comes to a mitzvah aseh, we can apply the p'tur of a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, when it comes to a lav, like Yom HaKippurim, that we don't have a p'tur. There's no such exemption of a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. Women are equally chayv to men in all onshim, all los aseh in the Torah, with the exception of three, that the Mishnah Kedushin say, that women who are bas kohanim can become tameh, they could shave their beard, and they could cut their peos. Outside of those three, women are chayv in every single lav. So why do you have to have a special pasuk, a special halacha Moshe Sinai, to say that they're chayv in Yom Kippur? The default is that they are chayv in Yom Kippur. And same thing with Sukkos. Why have to bring a pasuk that they're pater from Sukkos? Of course they're pater. The default is mitzvah aseh shazman grama. So what's going on here? So Gemara says, I'm an Amar Beis here, two lines down, the Gemara explains. The Amar Abayabai says, the olam in reality, the truth is, sukkah, hilchasa, it's a halacha Moshe Sinai to tell us that sukkah, that women are pater from sukkah. So why do you have to have that? Why would you think otherwise? Isn't it mitzvah aseh shesman grama? The itzrach, you needed to tell me this based on the halacha Moshe Sinai, because saka daita chamin, I would have thought otherwise, teishru ke'ein tadru, that you have to live in the sukkah how you live in your house. Madira ish v'ishto af sukkah ish v'ishto. So that you have to have the husband and wife be together, sleep in the sukkah like they sleep in the house, and that therefore there should be a chiyuv, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, and therefore kamash mlon, based on the hilchasa, the women are in fact exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. That's one understanding. That's one. That's a bias understanding of the Havamina. Rava gives a different explanation of the Havamina. Why have a special drasha the women are pater from sukkah? So Rav Amar, Itzrich, you need the pasuk to tell me, because I would have thought Yalof Chamishasar from Pesach Mechaga Matzos Ma Lahal Nashim Chayavos. Women are chayv in eating matzah Leil Pesach. Why the chayv? Isn't that mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama? So Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim that Kosh Yeshu Be Isser Chametz Yeshu Bechias Matzah. So since women are certainly chayv in the Isser of Chametz because it's a lav, and the chayv in all lavim, so Memela they're chayv in matzah as well. Those two go hand in hand, just like we have by Shabbos Kosh Yeshu Be Shmira yeshu b'schira. That shmira implies the los ases of Shabbos, the zechira implies the ases of Shabbos. Those go hand in hand, even though it's really mitzvah ases shasma and grama. Women should be potter from kiddush and eating the three meals, but through the connection of shmira the zechira the chayiv, so through the connection of chametz to matzah, the women are chayiv and eating matzah leil pesach. So through that Tesla Pesach Gzer Shava, we can apply the same chiv to sukkahs as well. Women should be chayv in sukkah. That's the Havamina. And therefore the Gemara says, Kamash Vulana, Ha'ezrach, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. So the Gemara says, Navahashad Amir Sukkah, now that we've established that sukkah is Hilchasat Halacha Moshe Sinai, so Lamalikra. So we're not really using the Ha'ezrach. We're using Halacha Moshe Sinai, that women are pater. So what do you learn from the word Ha'ezrach? Lerabos es Hagerim, to include the Gerim, that they too are chayv in the sukkah. Because I would have thought maybe they should be exempt. Because Sakadai Techamin, I would have thought Ha'ezrach be Yisrael. Amar Rahman, the Torah emphasizes, accentuates Yisrael. Below es HaGerim, but maybe the Gerim should be excluded. They're not full bona fide B'nai Yisrael. They weren't born into Klai Yisrael. Kamash Milan Ha'ezrach, that even the Ger is Chayef. Now what about Yom Kippur? Yom HaKippurim, Midrav Yehuda, Marav Nafka. So we already have a basis for women being chayv in Yom Kippur. So why do you have to have a special pasuk ka'ezrach to include women to Yom Kippur? Of course, a chayv in Yom Kippur. The Gemara says lo nitzach ela the tosef is inur. Lagabe Yom Kippur itself, we know that women are chayv in Yom Kippur based on this pasuk of isha isha hishva kasev of isha isha lechalon shishabat Torah. But lagabe tosef is inur. There's a special din of tosef at Yom Kippurim. Maybe women should be exempt from the earlier part of Yom Kippur. Why? Sakadai dechamina, I would have thought a whole v'mit rachmana l'tosef is inoy me onesh. So since the pasuk in the Gemara Yuma quotes a pasuk that there is no onesh, if a person violates inoy malacha on tosef Yom Kippurim, there is no onesh karis. Rashi quotes the pasuk. If you look at Rashi, hol umiata kara. Rashi says milav the karis dechsiv be inoy. It says in Parshas Yuma and Emor, I think this is actually could be actually Achrimos still. Betz mayom azeh al asma shayom onesh karis. Veinu Anush Karis al Tosefes Inoy. The Nichasa is only going on Etzem Yom HaZeh, the actual day, but the earlier part, the Tosefes, is not subject to an Onish. So just like there's no Onish during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara has a Havamina, back inside, Umez Me Azhara, Lo Nischaiv Nashim Ka. Maybe women shouldn't be Chayv either at all in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Kamash Blon HaEzrach, that even women are Chayv, even though they're Pater from Onshin, they are Chayv to keep the Inoy. There is still a requirement to keep it nonetheless. The Gemara now says, Amar Mar. We said before one interesting thing about women sleeping in the sukkah, Rama says one of the reasons why, he says the minhag, but nowadays women are makel not being in the sukkah, is because, why some are makel not to sleep in the sukkah in general, is because since the women can't sleep with them, most people don't have separate sukkahs. Back then it was more public sukkahs in the middle of the courtyards, on the top of the roof. And therefore, since a husband and wife can't sleep in the sukkah, therefore there's an exemption to sleep in the sukkah based on this din. Because since women are chayv to be in the sukkah, and sleeping is part of the requirements of the sukkah, and then cannot be accomplished with a public sukkah, therefore there was the heter, the kula, of sleeping inside the house on sukkahs. Nowadays, where that's not the case, most people have their own private sukkahs. This wouldn't be an explanation, but there are other explanations why one would be possibly exempt from sleeping in the sukkah. Okay, the Gemara now says around 15 lines down. Amar Mar. Kol, the Rabos is a ketan. We said earlier that Kol HaEzrach by Sukkot is telling us that Kol includes that even children are chayv in Sukkah. So how could that be? Then we just bring in the Mishnah before, Vatanan, Nashim Vavadim Uktanim Pedurim in a Sukkah. So how could this Brisa say that Ketanim are chayv in Sukkah? And the Gemara gives the answer, which you probably all thought of, Lokasha, there is no contradiction, Kan Bekotan Shegilachinach, Kan Bekotan Shelo Higilachinach. If the child is of age, old enough to be trained, so then he's chayv in Sukkah, Midirabanim. If he's younger than that, he's Pater. The Gemara says, "Katan shegila chenuch is midirabanan." Why do you have to pasuk kol rabos kedanim? That's only a dirabanan to chayv mechayv in sukkah, not a pasuk. The Gemara says, "You're right. Midirabanan v'krav esmachta ba'amu. It's not really a drasha. It's just an esmachta. The level of chiyuv for katan shegila chenuch is only that of a din dirabanan." Okay. So the one second here. A question came to. It's an interesting question the Turi Evan asks. I'm forgetting the whole Shakatari. If I talk about it, maybe it'll come to me again. The Turi Evan asks the question that shouldn't every child be chayiv? Shouldn't every child. This is how it goes. That there's a din whether or not Ketanim are chayiv chinuch midrabanan only by mitzvahs aseh. What about mitzvahs lo saseh? Are they chayiv as well on only derbanan? Are they even chayiv midraisa on lo saseh as well? So the Turi Evan writes, and I think Rosh Hashanah maybe, he says that it must be that they're chayiv in only dirabanan and losases, because if they're chayiv in deraisas of losases, then they should be chayiv in all ases deraisas. What does that mean? Because what's the reason why children have to listen to chachamim? Because the pasuk says losasu, it's a losase. If that losase has to be deraisa to chachamim, to children to listen to, that means every chinuch is really a deraisa. And since the pasuk says clearly, the Gemara clearly says in many places that's only a chiv midirabanan of chinuch, that means the requirement to listen to losase is also only one of a midirabanan, something along those lines. Okay, the Gemara now says katan sheinu tzarich le'imel. So the Mishnah tells us, defined, what is a child that hasn't reached the age of chinuch if the child doesn't call his mother, doesn't need his mother? So heichidami, what's an example of a child who doesn't need his mother? So katan heichidami katan sheinu tzarich le'imel. So Amri de Rabbi Yanai, kol shenifna ve'ino imo mekan nechaso, a child who uses the bathroom and does not need the mother to help him in the bathroom. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shenir mishnaso ve'ino kor imo. So a child who wakes up in the middle of the night or in the morning and doesn't call his mother, that means he's a big boy. So Gemara says, gedolam nami kari. Even a younger child will call. I mean, you can have a child who's 9 years old, who might be a gadol, he'll call his mother in the middle of the night. So every child, we're not talking about gedolam over bar mitzvah high school kids who won't call the mother in the middle of the night. But all children will call their mother in the middle of the night. That's the distinction between a katan and a gadol. Gemara says, the distinction is, ela, ema kol shenir ve'eno kore ima ima. One who doesn't repeat calling his mother. Meaning a 2-year-old child who wakes up in the middle of the night will call mommy, mommy, mommy until the mommy comes. A 10-year-old child might say, mom, once, the mother doesn't come. He's not going to get aggravated about it necessarily. That's how Rashi says this. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, around 10 narrow lines up, he's not drawn after his mother that much. He's not that dependent. Likros ulishnos achetavolav, to continue to call his mommy, mommy, mommy until she comes. He calls his mother once. She doesn't come. It's okay. He just waits. He's patient. So that's the difference of a katan versus a gadol, according to the Gemara. And then the Gemara says further, Ma'isav yalda kalasa. We establish at the very end of the Mishnah that a child is pater from tzukah. And yet we brought the strange ma'isa that Shammai Hazakin, for his new grandchild, the newborn, built the tzukah for him. So that's a ma'isa lisa. That's a contradictory story to what the Mishnah just paskin. So the Gemara explains that chasur mechzerab, there was something missing in the Mishnah. V'hachi katani, the Mishnah is meant to read as follows. V'shamai machmir, Shammai was machmir, even though a child is potter, he was still very, very machmir. U'maisanami v'yalda kolasa shashamai hazakin, and there was a story about one time his daughter-in-law given birth, like the Mishnah says, u'pachas piches esamazeva v'sicha chamita v'shokatan, and he performed the mitzvah for them. Anyways, we do have a number of stories like this. There's a Yushami, interesting Yushami. It may have been about Rabbi Yeshua. I think Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani, maybe, that when he was a young child, they described him as when he was a young child, his mother used to show him to go to listen to shirim when he was an infant, to go hear the shirim. There's a Gemara in the beginning, Chagiga, that talks about one time, I think, I could be forgetting the different Amorim, or Tanaim, but two, right in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga, two Amorim went to visit the Rebbe on Yantif, and the Rebbe asked him, so knew what was in the base medrash, what was the shir today? They said, Rebbe, we came to learn from you. What are you asking us? He says, Afa Pikein, there can't be a day without a chiddush in the base medrash. Who gave shir? What was the chiddush? And the chiddush, they says, was based on Parshas Hakel, that why would you have to bring the mitzvah of Hakel? We're reading a few weeks from now. They had to bring all the children to the shul to hear in the big mitzvah of the Hakel. The Melch would recite the Sefer Torah. He'd read from the Sefer Torah on the first day of Sukkot, the year after Shemitah. That's Hakel. So they said, why did he bring the children for? The positive Venashim. So it says the reason why, to give schar to Mivayim, to bring extra schar to the parents that they schlep their young children. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Shua, I think Rabbi Shua is the Rebbe there, he said, you had such a pearl, such a margolius, and you almost held it back from me? So Meshach HaKam said, well, what's so special about this particular mice, this chiddush? It's a nice chiddush that you schlep the children, but why is it so special to him? So the Meshach Chachma says, because when he was a young boy, his mother used to schlep him to every shir, even though he didn't know what was going on. He was a little newborn, but he appreciated this because that's how his mother, it was mechanechim. So here as well, Shammai Hazakin as well, he was machbid to make sure all the children and grandchildren were exposed to mitzvahs, even at a very young age, even though they were actually pater. Okay, let's go right now, let's finish off the Mishnah of the Daf now. The Mishnah says, Kol shivasa yamim adam osa sukasa keva ubeisa arai. The entire 7 days of Sukkot and 8 days in Chutz La'aretz, one should make sure that his sukkah becomes a permanent dwelling for those 7 days, and his house become the temporary dwelling. So Yardu Kshamim, it begins to rain in the sukkah. May Masai Mutu Lifanos, Misha, when you're allowed to leave the sukkah and go inside. Misha Tisra Hamakva, Misha, when the porridge, whatever he's eating, that food becomes ruined. It rains too much, it's disgusting, a person won't eat it anymore at that point. Allowed to go in. And the Mishnah gives a mashal, mashal mashal mahadavar domer. What's it similar to? Le'evit sheba limzo kos l'rabo. When a evit comes to pour water, to which means dilute the wine was very strong, they had to dilute it. The reshafach lo kiton sha apanav, and the king or the master takes the water and throws it in the face of the evit. We're trying to perform the mitzvah of sukkah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu throws the rain, throws the water in our face. The Gra explains the mashal a little bit deeper. He explains here that the evit, rather the master is holding the wine, and the evit is holding the water initially. And Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, and Yom HaDin is a wine represents the din, and therefore that represents punishment. The water represents chesed. We're trying to put the chesed on top of the din, and we're trying to dilute that. That's what Sukkot represents, is diluting the Yom HaDin. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to dilute it. You don't deserve it. He takes the chesed, takes the water, and throws it in the face of the Eved. That's the mashal here. So the Gemara now says in the Braisa, Tani Rabbanan. Kol shivasa yamim adam. Sorry, before I do that, actually, there is an interesting machlok, is that when it rains on the during Sukkot, so we have to leave, and it's a simen klala. Gemara tells it's a simen klala. So Rashi says the simen klala, whenever it rains, whenever that might be, whichever day of Sukkot, it's going to be a klala. The Rambam, however, writes, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says mashal le'eved klomer gishamim hayordim v'chag simen klala heim. So it sounds like from Rashi, any day of Sukkot, it rains, it's a simen klala. The Rambam writes only in the beginning of Sukkot, it sounds like only on day one is it a simen klala, but if it's any other day, it won't be a simen klala. The poskim also raise the question, is this only true in Eretz Yisrael, or is it true anywhere? So you live in certain places, England, where it rains every single day, it's always a simen klala. So seemingly this din of a simen klala is only true in Eretz Yisrael, with a certain, the weather there is different, but in places where it rains normally, it's in a rainy season, then seemingly it would not necessarily be a simen klala. Now the Rush says that it's not only true if it rains, but also if it's other types of annoyances out there. If there are bugs and whatnot, or it's too hot, or it's too cold, those are other reasons where a person would be able to leave the sukkah because of its a certain star to this. Now, in terms of that, there's machlokas Yishonim, why do you go inside the sukkah? Simple pshat, if I ask any of you, because mitzvah, it's raining, it's ruining my food, it's mitzvah. The Ritva says, no, the reason why you go in is because, like the Mishnah says, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you here, not because you're mitzvah. Let's say you could weather the rain. You can handle the rain. But if it's raining and it's getting to your food, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you here. Get out of the sukkah. Leave the sukkah. But not because you're mitzvah. So the Naf community, they say, is let's say your neighbor throws water over your sukkah. Did you go inside? Do not go inside. If it's because of mitzvah, I'm mitzvah. I'm getting wet. There's water pouring on my head. I go inside. But if it's because it's a simon from Shemaim that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be here anymore, then that wasn't from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you should continue to stay in the sukkah because the Kadosh Baruch Hu does want you here. It's just the nasty neighbor next door that ruined your sukkah. So now the Gemara says, quotes a Braisa, Tani Rabbanan, Kol shivasa yamim adam osa sukkaso keva v'beisa arai, that the entire 7 days one makes his house temporary and his sukkah permanent. Okay, so how does he do this? How you low kalim naam, his very nice kalim, nice dishes, nice silverware. So he should malin lasukia, he should bring them up to the sukkah. Oftentimes the sukkah was on the rooftop. Matzal sinaos, malin lasukkah, all his nice bedding, he should bring to the sukkah. Ocha v'shosim, metal v'sukkah, he should eat and drink and even take a little stroll in the sukkah, walk around, spend time in the sukkah. So menahani mila, how do you know? The Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, we've seen this maybe 5 times already in the Masechta. Teishu kein tederu, you should live in the sukkah like you lived in your house. So Mikan Amru, from here we see that Kol Shivas Hayamim Ose Adam Sukaso Keva Ubeis Arai. Ketzad, how do you do this? Again, the Braisa says the same thing. How you locate Naim and Malam Lasukah, but Salas and Alas Malam Lasukah, Ocha Veshosu Metal Lasukah. And then here the Braisa adds Umeshanim Lasukah, and you should also learn in the Sukah. Meshanim Lasukah. If you look at Rashi to explain what this means, 3 wide lines down, Umeshanim Lasukah Sover Limudo Umechatchatcha Aburyo. You should learn, understand, comprehend what you're learning. Have it sharp in your mind. Lamo Dahinu Shemai to the Amarayim, the Gemaras. That means the Svarah Shotam and Mishnah. Mishnahs were meant to, were simple to understand. You read the Mishnah, you didn't fully understand it. But the Gemara is really the learning be'in, so that you should learn that in the Sukkah as well. Mishnah, to be sharp, that's what we learned in the Sukkah. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? Ain't he? V'hama rabba mikro umasna b'mitalasa v'tanoi bar mitalasa. When it comes to learning the Nach, Tanach, and learning Masa, which means Mishnayos, which were simpler, that's in the Sukkah. That Talasa is Aramaic for Sukkah. But Tanuye, which means to learn Be'in, that should be outside the Sukkah. So you should learn outside the Sukkah. Why would you learn outside the Sukkah? Rashi explains, Bar Mitalasa, im yirtz, if you want, you don't have to, but if you want to learn after the sukkah, it makes sense to, dimitztarhu, who mitztar patim in the sukkah, because you're trying to understand the sukkah, and you're working really, really hard, and now since you're mitztar, you're bothered by trying to understand the sukkah, you're patim from the sukkah, and v'ha'avir yafalo, the airspace outside is clear for you, l'harachiv daita, that's why people that go to the country to learn, you sit outside and learn outside in the porch of the Woodburn Shul, you have the nice breeze coming in, and then you learn nicely, it's outside, in the sukkah, you feel cramped, you feel stuck, you won't be able to learn as nicely. So the Gemara says, so it's better to learn outside the sukkah. But earlier we said it's better to learn inside the sukkah. So which one is it? So Gemara says, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha b'migras, ha b'iyune. Migras means to just review, chazer over the text, learn the Gemara quickly, b'kiyas. That's what the Gemara says. That you can learn inside. You don't need so much clarity, you don't need so much space and air to learn that. But to learn b'iyune, to learn b'iyin, that requires a level of clarity, a level of some airspace, some airflow to really appreciate. And we'll finish off the top three lines of Chav Tes here. When he learned in front of Rav Chista, they'd first run through the Gemara first quickly to understand Pasha Pshat and Bekis, and then afterwards, then they learn Be'in, let's understand it, let's understand the questions, and the Tosfos, and the Ritzvot, and so on. That's the Ian. So the Svara requires levels of understanding, and that can be outside the Sukkah, but the Girsos, the Bekis, can be inside the Sukkah. Let's quickly recap what we did today. We started talking about the various qualities of Rabbi Eliezer, what he would do in the Galut HaElyon, the 30 questions, some he knew, some he didn't know. He's makpid never to say something he didn't hear from his Rebbe, among many other great midos. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as well. He also didn't say anything he did not hear from his Rebbe, among other great midos as well, not sleeping in the base madrash, not speaking Sichas Chulam. And then the 80 great Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, the 30 great ones were like Moshe, the next 30 were like Yeshua, and the 20 bottom ones were Benonim. The smallest amongst them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who knew everything pretty much, and the greatest one among them was Yonas ben Uziel, who would burn birds flying over while he's learning Torah. We had the Mishnah then about the Shulchan is outside the Sukkah, whether you're Pater, or whether it's Pasr or Kasher for a Sukkah, Machlok to Beisil Beishamai, and then about Shammai building a Sukkah over his newborn, and then women, Nashim, Avadim, Ketam are all Pater. And then we discussed here why if the apostle the women are pater. So the Gemara ended up concluding that really women are pater for mitzvah aseh shesman grama, but there's a having that maybe they should be chayv in sukkah either because teshu came to duru or because of tetzvah from matzah from Pesach. Therefore, we have a kamashlan that they're actually pater hakol haezach. They're pater from sukkahs. And then we have by Yom Kippur, even though we know they're chai because it's a lav, of course they're chai in Yom Kippur, there's a hav meaning that they should be pater as well from they should be pater from Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Kamashran that they're also chai in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. We discussed that only a katan shegila chinuch is chai in Sukkah, katan sheino gila chinuch is only pater, that level of chinuch is only a chiv midirabanan, a smachta is a kras smachta ba'amo. Then what is a child, what's the age of a child who doesn't need his mother that's independent? If he does not call his mother multiple times in the middle of the night, if he only calls her once, that would indicate that he's an older child and would be chayv in chinuch. And then even though the truth is children are pater from sukkah, Shammai HaZaken is machmir, and he decided to build a sukkah over his new baby grandchild. And the Mishnah talks about the 7 days to make your sukkah keva, and the base of arai, if it rains, it's going to disqualify your sukkah, and the mashal of the evidence being the water poured in his face. And even though it's a Maisa Listor, then the Gemara brings prices of what it means to have the Sukkah Arai and Sukkah Keva. You bring all your Kalim Naim, all your beds, all your nice clothing and whatnot into the Sukkah. And then in terms of learning, it's better to learn Bikis in the Sukkah, but even if it's easier, a person should learn outside the Sukkah because it helps with the clarity of the Sukkahs. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.